now, toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, again, bring up anything. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We start out by going to your phone calls. Chris is in Michigan, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So, I'm a college student here, and we've been working on studying communities that operate without lack of government. And I came across the Free State Project and wanted to get some of your commentary on how that's going for you guys. And do you guys really think it's feasible to form a community there without the influence of government?
Well, first of all, unfortunately, government is still here in New Hampshire, so...
Right, so there is no community operating without governance in inside the borders that I know of the United States.
Plus, you're also talking to a show that has three different people on it right now, and two of those three are likely in favor of not eliminating coercive government entirely.
At least not immediately.
So I'll answer the question as the resident voluntarist here. And, yeah, of course I think it's possible. Otherwise, I wouldn't take the position that mankind should get should interact with one another. Human beings should interact on a consensual basis. So I don't know if that's answered your question, but yes, I do believe that it's possible.
Okay. We've effectively defined this as anarchy, as what we've come up with as our group here, as the lack of government in a community. And what we were trying to figure out, so if you were successful in eliminating or at least radically minimizing government in New Hampshire, how do you see this functioning, going from the community in New Hampshire that you're working with to spreading that further throughout the rest of the world?
If I can field that for a second, I don't think that anybody here is really talking about the elimination of government. What they're talking about is eliminating a coercive monopoly on force. And, people govern themselves through contracts on a daily basis. You operate in a certain fashion through your cell phone contract, through your insurance contracts. For instance, I'm not, according to my insurance, at least I imagine this is true, I'm not allowed to allow 7-year-olds to drive my car. So I never do. These kind of rules, somehow they manage to permeate society. And
there are also unspoken agreements. There are also customs, like, when you go into a restaurant, you're expected to tip. When you go into a grocery store, you're expected to stop at the cash register and pay for things.
What I'm talking about here is the difference. The terminology I hear you using I feel needs to be clarified a little bit. A governing body doesn't necessarily have to be, although it has generally been throughout history, tied to geographic borders. In the same way that religions used to be tied to geographic areas. I mean, there's still places in the world where you can go, and if you don't claim to be the right religion, they'll kill you or run you out of there or something like that. And I do envision sometime in the future a world where governances aren't necessarily tied to land masses, where somebody can choose a particular form of government, and that will be their form of government.
Okay. I could see that. Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of Mark's vision. I'm not interested in having a government because I don't need to be governed. I'm a peaceful human being. I don't harm others. I don't threaten others. I don't destroy others' property. If I were to do those things, then clearly I would, I should be held responsible for any damage that I've done, and I'm certainly willing to be as a responsible individual. So I see no need for, hire. I don't know why I would hire a government. What would they do? I don't want to be told how to live. I don't want to be told.
So you wouldn't hire an insurance agency to cover unforeseen circumstances?
Well, I don't consider that a government.
Insurance company would have some rules as to how it is that they choose to cover you in certain circumstances?
Yeah, I just don't like the term government because it connotates controls, and that it connotates top-down kind of controls, like, you agree with this or else. For me, if I'm getting into an insurance agreement, then that's me entering into a mutually agreeable contract.
Even if that contract governs your behavior in some way?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not allowed to burn down my house, clearly, but I mean, I could burn it down. It's just that I wouldn't get paid from the insurance company. So I
think most people would agree that it's your house and you should be free to burn it down as long as you don't, harm anyone else.
Yeah.
I'm sure that some government agency currently, some coercive monopoly on force would come along and give you trouble about it. But if you could safely burn down your own house, I don't think anybody would have a problem with that. The problem is the fraud that may come in where you try to collect on insurance.
Yeah, right. I'm not somebody who commits fraud. I don't harm others, and so therefore I see no reason to have a government necessarily. But what I do see is that all the services that are provided by governments today can be provided on a consensual basis in the marketplace by, you know, companies and individuals and charities and things like that. Chris, does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And actually, when we were looking at a lot of what we were studying, I kind of decided that, yeah, a lot of the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, the government is never involved and has no reason to be.
But, Chris, do you see how Ian and I have said really the same things? However, he just says them in a way that might stick someone to the ceiling and make them horrified?
Yeah. And that was why, I was actually trying to avoid the term anarchy, because that tends to be inflammatory and cause people to panic.
I don't see why it sticks anybody to the ceiling to suggest that human beings should interact on a consensual basis.
That's not what you said. You said you want to get rid of government.
No, that is what I said.
That's what you said.
I said that I have no use for that concept, that I want humans to interact on a consensual basis. That's what I said. I don't see why that sticks anybody to the ceiling, because most people interact on a consensual basis on a day-to-day. That's how we all get
along.
The
fact that you can't see it doesn't mean that it's not true.
Well, maybe someone could explain to me why that's so outrageous that I would suggest humans should interact consensually. Why is that outrageous? I'd love to hear from that.
Because people, that's not what you said, and that's not what they're outraged about. People like the idea of people interacting on a consensual basis. That's not the problem with the phrase. The problem is when you say, let's get rid of government. And people then say, holy crap, the murderers are going to be running around. No one's going to build roads. It's going to be chaos at intersections. All kinds of problems come into their mind. But when you say that, people could voluntarily choose their form of governance. Wow. It's an entirely different world that opens up for people. God knows we wouldn't want to convince anyone of anything, right?
Chris, any other thoughts for us tonight? Any other questions?
I was just hoping you guys could mention a little bit more about the Free State Project, a little more what the idea is behind it or what your ultimate goal is.
Free State Project is a movement to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals who have signed up online and agreed to move at that number, that magic number of 20,000, within 5 years of that number, some counter on the internet reaching that number, and they will then, move to the state that has been chosen. That state was chosen at the 5,000 mark, and that state is New Hampshire, and they will then work to reduce government to the, a maximum size of protecting life, liberty, and the protection of property. So the people that are moving here, this isn't an anarchist movement as much as it is a movement of people that believe in small government, limited government.
I guess my question is, how would that, if I moved to New Hampshire and New Hampshire is minimized in government, how would that go to influencing the rest, or how do you guys see that going to influencing the rest of the country?
I would see that as if you don't have a coercive monopoly around, then people will be free to live their lives how they want without having to beg some bureaucrat's permission, which means they'd be free to open businesses and compete and offer all kinds of products and services without being frightened of some gang coming in and shutting them down, which would mean that you'd have freedom, and that would mean that you'd have prosperity, because without the government to hold threatening axe over somebody's head if they make a wrong move according to what the government's rules are, then you've got a whole lot more leeway to live your life and make decisions about your business and things like that, meaning there's more competition in the marketplace, meaning that that competition brings prices down, brings quality up. I can bring it back if you want to continue this at 800-259-9231, but essentially it would be a beacon to the world. New Hampshire, a free New Hampshire, would be a beacon of liberty to the entire world, saying, hey, here's how you do it. You just let people be free and let them make their own decisions and let them be responsible for them, and everything works better with freedom. And we would show that. It would be proven. We would have the statistics. We would be able to back up our claims. More in fact, we already can. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Just head on over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive there. WIKI, wiki.freetalklive.com.
And while you're doing that internet trotting over there, take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. you'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. I mean, it's a search engine, right? But unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. There won't be any computer out there tracking what you're doing. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
800-259-9231. So we continue here, and Chris did drop off the line, but he had called in to ask about the ideas of a... He kept using the term anarchist society. I personally don't care much for that. I wanted to get into that point because I think it's important, so hopefully he's still listening. He's, I guess, doing some sort of a college group study on the First Day Project.
Lists. Society.
The absence of government. And anarchy is not a term I prefer because I think it suggests that there's a lack of rules, and I am not opposed to rules. I have rules on this radio show. There aren't very many of them. When you call Free Talk Live, you do have to give us your name and where you're calling from and one or two words what you want to talk about. So it's not as restrictive of a radio show as many other shows are. Many shows have very restrictive call screening wherein you have to give up all kinds of information about what you're planning on talking about with the host. And if you were to break away from what your original intentions were, they might pull you off the air all of a sudden and dump out your call out of the dump machine. So, yeah, I believe in having rules, and I think that people that that own private property should be able to set whatever rules they want, and then you would get to choose whether or not to traverse onto that property if you'd agreed with their set of rules. So I don't think anarchy has that connotation attached to it. So that's one of the reasons why it also has a very negative popular definition of, you know, bomb throwing and destruction and
chaos. Anarchy and chaos are synonymous terms, essentially.
The anarchists will defend to their death their term, and they'll say that it's not violent and it's not this and it's not that. But unfortunately, that's how it's used in the colloquial manner by news reports and things like that. Whenever they're talking about anarchists, they're not talking about intellectual debates. They're talking about people destroying storefront windows and throwing Molotov cocktails and doing scary things. So I don't use that term, and I would not accept it for myself. I'm a voluntarist, and that means that I think that human beings should interact on a consensual basis. And yes, that means that I think that the structure that we know of as government needs to go away. I think that it'd be fine if the government would start acting on a consensual basis, then it would no longer be the structure that we know of as government today, because it would be behaving like a business. Businesses don't operate like governments do. Governments are violent. Governments are destructive. Governments are threatening toward peaceful people, and businesses don't do those things. I've never heard of Walmart threatening to kick anybody out of their home because they didn't go and buy a ladder at the Walmart store and instead decided to go to Home Depot. So it just, you know, it just doesn't work that way in the real world. And it was Chris that was asking us, well, what would your society this...
Well,
this...
what he was really asking, Ian, was he was asking about the Free State Project. He's writing a report, and he wants to know more about that.
He'd also asked the question about what your... The last question he asked before he went away was about what the Free Society would do in regards to the rest of the world. What would it look like to the rest of the world?
Well, what would sort of be the purpose? And I think that he did ascertain, he divined that, in fact, the reason that I moved here wasn't so much as to get freedom for myself, because my life was free enough. Life was good in Sarasota, Florida, fine and dandy. What bothered me was from a sort of moral aspect, was that I wasn't doing what I could for liberty, which I believed to be the right thing. I wasn't doing the right thing for other people, my progeny. And I want to show the world that liberty is the right thing, you know, because I find it disingenuous to sit there and yammer on about, liberty with my friends and then really just do nothing about it. Isn't that kind of what, somewhere, in the bar or the coffee shop where you're talking to somebody, that's kind of where it ends up. Well, what are you doing about it? I mean, you're telling me about how I'm living my life wrong and how my belief sucks. What are you doing about it? Nothing.
Talking with you.
Right. Hassling your butt about it. So I, picking up and moving to New Hampshire, the idea is to you know, show the world that this works. And if it works, what are we going to show the world? Well, hopefully we'll show the world a populace that is far more productive than they are. I mean, all you have to do is look around in the United States, where the overregulated cities are the ones that are lagging in production, and the more regulated ones are. Now, this it certainly
more regulations
hold,
absolutely leads to more unemployment, and
it doesn't hold true entirely across the board. But you know, there's some glaring examples.
It holds true across the world, wherein you can look at places like Hong Kong and Singapore, where economically they're very free. Now, Singapore is not very free as far as on a personal freedoms basis. They're very restrictive in those ways. But just looking at economic freedoms, you can see that the lack of control from governments results in a very, very wonderful economy.
And having an economy or an area, a geographic location that is, if not completely free, relatively more free than the areas around it, can have a direct impact on people living in nearby areas. For instance, the state of Vermont, for instance, probably can't raise its sales taxes as far as it would like because they know they'll just lose business. If they raised it high enough, they knew they would lose business to the state of New Hampshire, where there is no sales tax.
They're already losing plenty
of business. They're already losing plenty of business if they want to go make any kind of major purchases, barring cars. It doesn't really work that way because of registration and stuff. But if they want to make major purchases, likely they're coming to New Hampshire to do that. And if Vermont, I don't know, I think it's probably 8% over there for sales tax.
6%. 6 or 7, I think.
And that's pretty common across the United States. But if they were to say double it, that would drive that many more people over for that smaller of a purchase.
People start going to New York to buy things from the other side of Vermont. I mean, if it was doubled, you're right. There would have some effects.
And you also do see businesses and people who are good at what they do, who make a lot of money generally, will head towards areas where they don't have to pay as many taxes.
That's why many businesses leave the United States and go to other countries around the world where they can avoid a lot of the regulations.
They can do business at a much lower cost, and they can provide a product that is, if not as high a quality, very nearly as high a quality.
So that's kind of what I wanted to point out, is that you can look in various different areas and you can see evidence right now as to why it is that freedom works better than arbitrary governmental forced control over various different areas. Whether it's ambulance services, or whether it's it's competition in the marketplace for manufacturing, or whatever the issue is. I mean, around here we actually have private garbage pickup. In many places in this country, people can't even fathom what that would be like, because it's always been handled in their lifetimes by governments. And so we can.
You know, the concern is people will just start throwing away anything. They'll throw away paint cans, and my God, they won't bundle their trash properly, and blah blah blah. And it's amazing. Your trash goes out in those Rubbermaid containers.
Yep.
Somehow or another, because they're better to keep the raccoons out. They don't knock them over because they're lower. Oh my God, it's innovation in the trash marketplace. But you'll never ever see that in a city where trash is regulated.
So you can just go all over in different areas and find examples of how it is more freedom works, and so New Hampshire should be, when it becomes much more free, a great example to the rest of the world of how freedom works really well.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, and they include the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, that updates.freetalklive.com.
If you're like me, you worry about your loved one, your wife or your girlfriend, and you know, them being protected. Well, and if you're like me, your loved one probably doesn't think that guns are that great. Some women do, but a lot of them don't. You could get into their hands a non-lethal weapon with the stopping power that rivals that of a handgun in on-the-street tests by police officers. It's the Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight made of, like, I don't know, some kind of shiny stainless steel or something like that. And it's integrated into a, I don't know, it's really nice. I don't know what it's made out of. It's kind of chrome finishing. And integrated pepper spray, it has a high level of utility because it's out and in their hand at the time because it's a flashlight. They're using it. Unlike other weapons, there's no expectation by the perp that you have a weapon, so they can get that pepper spray and get it right into their eyes and mouth. It's a Tiger Light. You can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a special Christmas right there at tiger.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to your phone calls. Jack is on the line listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jack?
Well, I would like to mention something about what's going on that a lot of people don't even mention, and that is the increase in the cost of food.
Yes.
Yeah, it's out there.
What's going on?
Now, the price of food is going up, whereas if you buy junk food, which makes people obese, which the government is trying to, quote, unquote, do away with, that food is cheap.
So what have you observed as far as the increases? Is there anything in specific you want to mention?
Well, just that the better foods, when you go to the grocery store, that are more healthy for you, have a higher cost than the foods that are unhealthy for
you. That's always been a true statement, though.
But I think that they've been going up, though. I think that
more quickly than the processed foods?
It seems like it to me. I mean, I'm not the best at checking these.
The processed foods do have a fairly low production cost. I mean, they're using low-cost ingredients. That's one of the reasons it's not good for you, but it also makes it more profitable. So they probably have wider profit margins in terms of what it actually costs.
I would agree.
And in terms of what it costs them to produce, say, a bag of Cheetos compared to, you know, a bag of carrots or, you know, something decent for you. So I think part of the reason is they might just be able to eat some of the price increases as opposed to actually passing the cost on to consumers. They can take a slight reduction in their actual profit.
I wonder how much of it is a sort of a lag from last year's high fuel rates, too. You know, farmers are still probably recovering. You know, farmers operate on a very low margin as it is, and maybe to some extent they're recouping lost profits from last year's fuel rates this year. I don't know.
Thanks, Jack. I appreciate the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, of course, what would be interesting is for somebody who actually works in the food business on the retail level, a grocer or somebody who is stocking shelves and doing inventory and stuff like that, to actually call in with their experience as far as what they've seen, because obviously they've got more expertise at it.
I can tell you I've seen packages shrinking and prices remaining the same.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a trick, too. Yeah.
Or prices going up and the packages remaining the same or getting smaller at the same time.
Yeah, that's an old trick, and you can see it in things like ice cream containers, which used to be half gallons. They're now a little bit smaller than that.
0.45 gallons.
Yeah, and there also yogurt recently. You cannot find, at the grocery store I go to, you cannot find an 8-ounce cup of yogurt anymore. They're all 6 ounces.
Not even the store brand?
Store brand cut down to 6 ounces this year, earlier this year. And it's an interesting little...
Because it used to always be 8 ounces, I remember.
Absolutely, it was the standard.
Yeah. Now they've gone to 6.
And some of the major yogurt manufacturers went to 6 a long time ago. And
well, there's that new one out, Activa. I don't know which one it's by, but that's a 4-ounce container of yogurt.
Wow.
It's tasty, and it's got some kind of new
probiotic
thing for your belly. It's tasty, but 4 ounces?
It's not a lot of food.
No, it's not.
That's one of the things they do is the food manufacturers will... One of the trickier things, like in a candy manufacturer, they'll take the same size box and put a smaller amount of actual ounceage in it, so it'll appear to be...
Now what they're doing is I've noticed they're taking the full-size candy bars and they're splitting them into two smaller candy bars in the same package.
Mm,
but I think
really?
What they're actually doing there is when you actually cut it off and they have the rounded edges, I think you're actually losing quite a bit of the actual candy.
Right. Oh, and over time, as if you're the manufacturer, taking off corners and making them into rounded edges is something that will seem very minute to a buyer, may not even notice it. But when you're manufacturing a million Snickers bars, you're getting some pretty significant cost savings there. That's a million bars with little bits of chocolate on the side that you didn't have to put in there.
Yeah.
So they're saving money in whatever creative ways they can. And if buyers aren't paying attention to those things, then they're oblivious
right.
to that stuff,
well,
they're not going to know.
It's the shoppers like Jack that are paying attention, that really are the razor's edge in the food shopping industry. Those are the the ones that they're like you know, they're the point of the spear that keep the rest of us kind of safe, because they're out there, they'll buy the product that gives them the best value, mm-hmm. and that of course makes that product you know, more profitable, and then they do better, and so I really appreciate people that check prices. I don't do the food shopping by and large. My wife would be better at answering these questions. I just kind of wander around, push the cart, and keep the baby occupied.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some boxes, I've seen boxes of candy that I recall being mostly full with candy, now having half, you know, a very small baggie on the inside of it, with half of the amount of candy actually in it. So
it's the same as raising prices, except that people don't get hit with sticker shock, which in an
right.
economy where people don't really want to part with their money is important. You don't want to scare customers off by significantly increasing prices.
But so it only goes for so long.
Right. I mean, you can only make stuff so much smaller before
right.
you have to.
And I do
prices.
Appreciate how the grocery stores do a very good job of, you know, this didn't used to be the way. It used to be some guy with a little gun there putting the prices on. You had to use a calculator to figure out what the per ounce value was. And now grocery stores, generally it's right. By and large, you know, it's almost never wrong. But you got to keep an eye out, because sometimes they are wrong, but they'll put the per ounce or per gallon or per pint, whatever value there.
Let's go to Bill in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to follow up on the caller a few calls back, the college student, and just kind of remind people, you know, when you're talking about force of government, that there are opposing viewpoints where people think that is okay. So when you're presenting the facts, when you're presenting, which I do personally agree with, that, you know, an absence of government in, you know, in use of force is more effective and more cost effective and whatnot, there's people that will rebuttal that with their own facts. It's like arguing religion or politics or anything else. So what you really have to focus on is, okay, you know what? If we're not going to agree on the data, if we're not going to agree on the facts, well, we're going to have to come to a moot point on is, you think it's okay to use force, because there are those people with that viewpoint that think force, that think collective society over the individual is, you know, morally right.
There are those people, you're right. And that is the important issue. You don't want to get bogged down in statistics. You don't want to get bogged down into the details of a particular issue. The issue always should be the root of the problem, and that is the use of coercive force. If you have more comments, we can bring you back at 800-259-9231. Sometimes when you get into a conversation with somebody, it can be difficult to remember that, because you want to get into all the statistics, because if you know the statistics, you want to share them, but then they can come back with their statistics, and who knows which statistics are true? I don't care. All I care about is, am I being forced to do this? Am I being forced to participate or not?
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time, perhaps, for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you appreciate this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. Probably need to get some shopping done pretty soon. It is the holiday season, and if you're like me, you don't want to go out and deal with the crowds and the parking and the parking lots and car accidents and crazy people beating each other up for the Turkey Day, Black Friday sales. You don't want to deal with that stuff. Stay home. Do it from your office. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Dozens of categories in which you can shop. Free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. Plus, you can even buy used if you need to save a few extra bucks. Start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting the stuff you want, the stuff you need, and you're helping Free Talk Live at the same time.
The Millionaire Patriot says that now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides just such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course today, plus the 30-state concealed weapons permit that goes with it, and a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
Let's go back briefly to Bill in Kentucky. I wanted to see if you had any more thoughts. Go ahead, Bill, with your call.
Well, all I wanted to add to that was, with people with those viewpoints, which see freedom as being the opposite of what they want, at that point you have to just say, look, I'm going to stay on this side of the line, you stay on your side of the line, and, you know, if you come on this side of the line, there's going to be a problem. So that's really all you can do with those people.
Well, I mean, to some extent, although people do have a change of heart, I mean, I will say that there are, I mean, there are people out there who went from being self-described socialists to libertarians, voluntarists, because somebody kept having that discussion with them. And I'm not sure that those people who disagree with you on a fundamental basis are the best investment as far as your time goes. You probably have a lot more luck saying, all right, well, let's agree to disagree and move on down the line. But that's not to say that people who have that fundamental disagreement about whether it is correct to initiate force against other people, that's not to say that they won't have a change of heart at some point down the line.
It's true. They're not hopeless. It's just that I agree with you that you only have you only have a limited amount of time. You should spend that on the best prospects. So we go to Ray in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Ray? Ray? Illinois?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, Ray.
Yeah, I just want to ask in regards to, because I know you guys hold that there should be private property. I believe that you guys have a strong stance on that. And I was just wondering if you believe that can exist with an absence of the state, if that's possible. Because it almost seems to me that you can't have one without the other, because kind of like as Locke put out, great and chief end of men uniting into a commonwealth is to put themselves under government as a preservation of their property. So I didn't know what your stance was on that. I was curious.
Well, I think that what our stance is that certainly there were probably times in human history where, you know, governments might have been the most effective means. I'm not saying I know it's true. I'm just saying maybe they were the most effective means of protecting private property. But I think that now, with the wealth of our society, and this is the only society I can talk about, the wealth of our society, the people can protect their own property probably more efficiently than by giving a government, which at this point extracts from the average person about 50% of their wages and, you know, some level of government, one of the levels of government, one of the little mafias, they take 50% of your wages in order to protect your property. I mean, do you really need somebody to take half of your wages in order to protect you?
Well, I'm going to agree that it's tyrannical if they're taking that much away your earnings and your wealth. But I was just curious, though, then how do you think, for instance, people that have large-scale acres and acres, how would they go about, I suppose, in your version of a society, to protecting their property?
Well, my first statement on that would be, that sounds like their problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that likely they would spend more than I would in protecting my small piece of acreage. I have 11 acres, and I live on it, so protecting it would probably be a lot easier for me than, say, somebody who has, you know, hundreds of thousands of acres from, you know, people going around and doing things. However, it doesn't require as much protection. If you just have some fenced-in acreage for some cows to graze, then what is somebody going to want to do on it? Set up a city? It's going to take them a little while to do that. So
yeah.
You don't need to, I need a certain level of protection to keep people from, you know, coming in and disturbing my family. I think there's
kill your cows.
Right. A much lower level of protection for grazing land and even a far lower level of protection for just forested land.
Personally, I come down on the other side of the argument. I mean, I will agree that the Lockean argument is a paradox in that what Locke has said is that basically we form governments men form governments to protect their property, but of course you forfeit some of your property and some of your liberty to this government. You have to if it's going to act as we would think of a government as acting. My personal solution is just to make the government much, much smaller, so it's a lot closer to that, what I think of as the Lockean ideal.
Well, today the government is the greatest threat to my property.
No doubt about it. I mean, as far as where we stand today, I don't think any of us in this room are going to have very much disagreement on the fact that the government is the number one threat to your life, liberty, and property.
In the voluntary society, I think what you'd probably see is different title. Right today, we have title insurance. We have organizations that, you know, that when you buy a house, you have the title checked to make sure there's no claims against the property, and you know, to make sure it's a clear title and you can buy it without encumbrances and things like that. So these companies exist that deal with with ensuring that property is as it is specified to be. And so those companies would still exist, and they'd likely come up with standardization of what you know, an acre is, and different details as far as what they would need.
They could probably agree on that standardization.
Right. You know, but I'm just giving you an example. They, companies and businesses do standardize, even though they are in competition. There's benefits to having standards.
The biggest problem I have with, say, private title and private security, the biggest problem I have with the idea is not so much that you can't hire private security companies, but when it comes to matters of dispute about ownership or chains of title in those gray areas about who owns what, where a boundary line is, things like that, I think it's very important to have recourse to some kind of a universal dispute resolution system. And
well, that's where the standards come in. So these different title organizations and property you know, definition organizations would have the standards that they've all agreed to, and they would have arbitrators that would be able to handle any sort of dispute that came up.
If they all agree to the same standard, and that's where I have my doubts, is that in the marketplace, typically what you have are companies that cater to different niches, or they're catering to different sections of the market, and I'm just not sure that you're going to see competing companies necessarily agree on a universal system of determining title and determining ownership and things, matters of contract. I'm just not sure.
I'm pretty sure the market. Well, that's just it. You're not sure, and I am. You know, I believe that the market can handle things like that. So
my biggest concern isn't necessarily just that the market can't handle it, but that you could end up with a situation that's much, much worse if you have a breakdown of that recourse to some kind of a dispute resolution system.
Ray, thanks for the call tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it. You can call back tomorrow. We've got to get to Smokey in Canada. Smokey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's on your mind, Smokey?
Tonight, I got a comment from Nick there. He was wondering last week if East Coasters in Canada sounded like people from New Hampshire, I guess it was your question, wasn't it?
Basically people in the Maritimes, if
the
they
Nova
sound
scooters.
Like... Yeah,
not even close, buddy. I don't hear any of you guys outing off Lord Thunder and Jesus Boy. You're not talking like no Newfoundlander over there.
So they sound kind of Scottish?
A bit of the old, the homeland is still in the voice.
Interesting.
Your webcam. That's what I wanted to comment on. It's sweet. I don't know, you guys switched companies, and I get the live feed now because my company likes to filter out you guys. I don't know why they don't like you guys, but now I'm able to listen to you guys live now at work, which is kind of good. So that was my only comment for tonight. Great show as usual, guys. And
cool, man.
Happy night.
Thanks for doing that. I appreciate it. We did switch webcam providers. Though, actually, technically, we didn't switch. We're still on Ustream, and we're now on Livestream as well. So you can get us whichever one works best for you. You can take your pick.
Is it going to stay that way?
I've got enough bandwidth to stream out to both of them, so I see no reason to eliminate one or the other at this point. And we bought a new light bulb for the studio, so it's a little brighter in here. Makes it easier to see on the webcam. So, hey, we're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.